This is a live update from the floor of InfusionCon 2010 from the Monte Lucia Resort and Spa in Phoenix, Arizona. We're at InfusionCon with John Assaraf. John, you just got off the stage. What was the core of what you wanted to tell this audience of entrepreneurs, small business owners, folks that are trying to grow their business?
I think the most important part is to really dream a big dream. You know, if you're going to be building a business and you're a small business owner, entrepreneur, why not start off with a big goal, a big dream that you don't know how to achieve, one that actually scares you, and then become the person who learns how to achieve that goal. That, I believe, is the biggest gift that you can give yourself, is to stretch yourself past your comfort zone, stretch yourself past what you know, and force yourself to surround yourself with people who think bigger than you do, who know how to do things that you don't know, so that you really become an amazing entrepreneur.
John, I know your work is focused around the power of how what we think about and how we think and how we frame forms the person we are, quantum physics. Tell us a little bit more. I know we only have a few minutes here, but what should we take away from today about that?
Well, what we're actually finding from the new world of science, and specifically the world that studies the quantum side of our physical understanding, it's that our thoughts actually cause the things in the unseen world at the micro level to move from potential to actual form, or from an idea, from the no thing to something. Mm. And because we're not used to dealing in a universe that we cannot either see, hear, smell, taste, and touch, we've become accustomed to thinking that the physical world is where it's at. But here's what I tell entrepreneurs, is the physical world is only a world of effects. And what we want to understand is what is at cause of all of these effects. And the first at cause is our thoughts. And when we can take a thought, an image, a vision for a business that we want to achieve, and we focus on that, that's the equivalent of taking the sun's rays and focusing it like a laser. The sun's rays on its own will warm up an area, but the sun's rays focused like a laser will cut through steel.
Oh, how cool. How cool. So for the small business owner that's really, you often hear they're working in their business and caught up in the daily routine of the doing it, as some would say, is it hard for them to unravel? Or let me ask it a different way. How do you help entrepreneurs create a context where they can dream despite the making a living part of what they do?
Sure. Well, when we take a look at what entrepreneurs do on a day-to-day basis, they're wearing the six hats, and there's the complexities associated with sales, marketing, management, finance, processes, systems, driving their business. And when they're a solo professional or they have two or three or four or five employees, the level of complexities change as you grow. And if you don't take time